I can't see a thing, but I feel so safe.
I'm sorry. Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsall.
And I am co-host Michael McCallum.
Michael, you know how much I love to support our Michigan artists and the people that are here just continuing the journey of bringing life to their art and sharing it with so many communities, such as the guest that we have on. I know he's done some things with you, and this is the first time I've gotten the pleasure to meet him. Dan Kofed is joining us. He is someone who has studied the arts and theory and visual narrative, and I want to say probably a not so much secretive comic book fan, but he has studied both at Michigan State University and the University of South Dakota, and we welcome you to Showbiz Weekly, Dan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate you coming on so much. Talk about getting started in your love of cinema and what you just have passions for in it.
Boy, that's a broad open question.
Yeah. Welcome to Showbiz Weekly.
And, you know, list mother's maiden name, first pet's name, favorite color. First grade teacher's
Do
name,
we have
all that
a foreign
good stuff.
Prince who needs my yeah. bank account and social security number?
You can get $15 million. Dan, we could fund everything. It's $15 million. We just have to send them $400. That's it.
Man, origins are a hard thing. I've always loved film. I don't know exactly where that started from. Wow. Then I was going through the whole higher education system, and I really started exploring just the notion of visual narratives and how things break down, initially looking at the structure of the comic book page, and then that turned into a study of cinema, especially once I got into MSU, and they've got I basically took a class on the Criterion Collection in grad school. I mean, that's not what it was called, but that's basically what the class was.
That's a great class.
Yeah.
I would be hooked.
Yeah, it was fun.
Amazing. Didn't know they offered Criterion. Is that in graduate school there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Probably in the English department.
You could probably create a degree in graduate school in anything, pretty much.
You're watching movies that are, you know, that stereotypical quotation. You should be watching these films. You should know these movies. If exactly. you're a filmmaker, if you're pursuing that, you should know these movies. In fact,
so naturally, I focused on the subtitles of contemporary films because that's how that went.
Yeah, maybe you should be teaching this class now, I think, Dan. Well, we'll get into that later. But one of the things that also is happening, of course, this weekend is this the kickoff of the Threadbare Mitten Film Festival?
Yes, this is a brand new thing. I've got this interesting habit of falling backwards into some amazing opportunities. And this is the latest one that I've found myself spearheading.
NST plunging into those experiences. So where did the idea for the festival come about?
So there's a group of people in Charlotte who were doing what they called the Freak Show. So they were hosting monthly screenings of classic horror movies in the Windwalker Gallery downtown. I ended up doing a Halloween showing there with one of the short films that I made. And one of the things that they were talking about was they wanted to actually do a proper film festival. Conveniently enough, at that time, I was going through the festival submission process on my own projects, and I was also consulting with my company, helping someone else get their movie through the festival process. So I'd kind of been that exact week that the topic came up in conversation, doing a deep dive in how these things are set up, and I'm like, yeah, we can totally do that.
That's awesome.
So you kind of briefly mentioned your company, Exposure Film Foundry?
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh. That brain is kind of scary.
It's a mouthful.
Been around now, going on almost 4 years, 3 years for sure. But
right.
So what do you guys do?
It's when we call things a small production company, that's basically saying, you know, it's just me. I mainly focus on doing documentary promotional work for nonprofits, and then I use that to buy the gear to do the silly fun stuff that I want to do. Having the company, of course, helps contracts for something like the festival. All those processes are a lot smoother when they're not just dealing with Joe Schmo, but they're dealing with Joe Schmo Inc.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know, I think this might be the first time we've had a film nerd academic on. So
I can't believe that. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere.
It's one of a kind. I mean, you're talking so way over people's heads. I don't think they're catching up till now. So this is great, though, because I love that we have someone who can just break it down into what it really is. I mean, the way you define things and the way you look at things is certainly going to launch you into many more things, including this festival happening this Friday night. Is it started tonight? How's it happening?
Yeah, so we're doing on Friday night, we're going to have a VIP party at the Windwalker Underground Gallery. And wow. Then we're going to move down the street to the historic Eaton Theater. We're going to do our opening night premieres there. Saturday, all day long, we're going to be screenings at the Windwalker, and with some of the filmmakers that are going to come, we're scheduling some coffee chats across the street as well.
Dan, I like you so much. I'm going to keep you around for another segment here on Showbiz Weekly. Don't go anywhere. We're going to keep talking to Dan. Don't go anywhere.
Time stops and I want to turn back for hard and dream in her arms, and she said darkness, that warm shadow never bright nonsense. Said I was born of a light darkness.